With me right now is Darcy Waldegrave, Sports Talk host. Hey, Darcy.
Hello, Heather.
What do you think of the new coach for the Crusaders?
Oh, fantastic. He's a star. He's an old school star. He's had so much experience. I think the biggest thing, and this was pointed out, and it's hardly new news, he understands the culture of Crusaders rugby. He understands the culture of Canterbury rugby, having coached at a high level, having played at that high level. So he completely gets what it takes to be part of that Crusaders family. The intricate understanding is the quote of the Crusaders ways. He joins on the 1st of August. Look, he's coached at many different levels. He's coached with great success. He's coached around the world. He's currently coaching the Japanese under 20 team. So after that world championship coming up shortly. So it's a good move.
Did you say he starts 1st of August?
That's what it says. He'll join the Crusaders on August the 1st.
Is that the end of the Super Rugby season?
He should be well gone by then, you'd say. We're in quarterfinals this weekend coming up, then semi-finals all over.
Yeah. All right, fair enough. I was just wondering if there'd be some overlap for a bit of knowledge sharing, but obviously not.
He can pick up the phone. He used to work with Scott Robertson, who was an assistant coach of his when they coached the Canterbury NPC side. So they've got a history. So they'll be talking. I think there's any doubt about that.
See, this is exactly why. I mean, is this not exactly the proof of why we needed to announce the All Blacks coach so early? So you guys have this lined up.
There you go.
Bingo.
Look at that.
Bingo.
Just like that.
All right.
Foster fans will probably complain about that one, but there you go.
How do you feel about the women's pair being disqualified?
Rules is rules, right? It seems very underwhelming way to be disqualified, to lose your ranking points, to lose the money that you generated going to this tournament at that lower level. But the rules are there. The lady that got hit, she got hit in the back of the net and she sobbed for about 15 minutes. And you look online, people are like, oh, absolute prima donna, harden up, get over it, get through it. I don't know how badly she got hurt. I didn't get hit. If you look at the video, the lob doesn't seem that over the top, but it may
be a shock.
A bit of physical pain, but a bit of shock.
But she could be a crybaby.
Well, who knows? But she's a young girl and she gets hit and she reacted like she did. But the technicality behind it is that if you do that, you get walked. That's the rules. Whether you like the rules or not, rules is rules. There's a lot of rules we don't like, right?
Nah, this is dumb. Are you basically the guy who's arguing that schools should be able to expel kids for having, you know, not had the right haircut? Arbitrary rules are stupid.
Well, yeah, in a lot of the cases they are, but I think in this one you've got to make it black and white. Otherwise, then you get the referee judging how much it actually hurt or how much velocity was in this shot.
The intent has got to be part of it.
You think it gives too much room for them to have an opinion around that when they maybe didn't even see actually what it was. You've seen the video. There was no intent.
It wasn't
when Djokovic did it a few years ago and he like wailed a serve into somebody. So I don't think that is. But if you make it black and white, you make it nice and simple. The other thing I say is don't do it and you won't get disqualified. And maybe now with a case like
that. Yeah, but the ball girl ran out in front of her.
Well, she didn't run out in front of her. She was kind of standing in the corner. I think she was holding two balls and she couldn't catch. She kind of caught her by surprise, turned around, whack in the back there. So maybe you don't. Maybe you learn to roll the ball. Maybe you don't hit it. Because it hit her on the full, remember, as well. Just control what you're doing out there. The onus is on the player to get it right? And she didn't. So she felt the full force of the rules. And maybe other players will go, got to be very, very, very careful. It does seem over the top, yes.
Darcy, granted. This is exactly the problem that a lot of people have watching the rugby, where you know, you got a tackle that somebody gets pinged in the head and it's clearly, you know, it's just a brush and it's not deliberate and yet there's a card. You know, it's exactly the same kind of arbitrary rule, far too difficult, no discretion at all given to the umpire.
Isn't it easier for the ref and the umpire to have a black and white situation rather than dealing with shades of grey?
Are we paying them to do an easy job, or would we like them to do their job properly?
Okay, a simple job. This is what happened. These are the rules. We're working backwards for the rules, and therefore, as a direct result, we've got to do that.
I mean, surely
we're fallible. We're enormously fallible.
We can understand
it's
nuance.
It's disastrous. No, but we even get that. We can't, though, can we? Not on a refereeing sake. It's too difficult. They need it to be very, very simple.
Okay.
Don't do it.
So you think this is fine?
I don't think it's fine. I'm just agreeing with it. Because it's a rule is a rule. Right. I wouldn't have thrown them out at all, but I'm not the ruling masters of tennis.
You're going to talk about
tennis
this evening, I'd imagine, yeah?
Oh, I might have a wee bit of a talk about that.
Good
but
stuff.
I'm also be joined by Rob Penny on the show this evening as well. So I'll chat about that too. And Chance Nicole Klerkstad joins us ahead of just after Warriors team naming. He played so well over the weekend at fullback for the Warriors.
Good stuff, Darcy. Thank you for that. Appreciate it. It's Darcy Walgrave, Sports Talk host, 7 o'clock this evening.
For more from Heather Duplessy Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.